Torway, Northwest London, Friday, Erev Shabbos Chazoin, Zayin Av, Parshas Dvorim, 16th of July, Rav Yitzchok Feirstein Shlita, Parsha theme.
I'd like to link the Parsha a bit with the Yom of the Yoma. In Yom of the Yoma, we're sitting in the 9 days, Korot to Erev Tisha B'Av. Recently we've had, Le'olenu, many tragedies in Klal Yisrael, one after the other, but Tkufos, and the question always arises when these tragedies happen, what does the Rebbeinu Shem want from us? Everyone asks themselves, what will the Rebbeinu Shem? We find, the Gemara says in Adorim, a famous Gemara, Daf Pei Aleph Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, as Shaalu, they asked, came the Chobim Abayis, Chas the Chobim Besamikdosh, they asked the Chachomim, they asked the Nevi'im, they asked the Rebbeinu Shleilim himself, Nema'achorba Besamikdosh, why was the Besamikdosh Chorov? And the Gemara says, at the end of the day, they asked the Shadach Chachomim, Chachomim Mishkavust, Mi Chacham Be'yodim. They asked the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im also didn't know. Finally, they came to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, and the Rebbeinu Shleilim told them, Ashle Bochu Batera Techila. A famous Gemara. Many drosh have been said on the Inyan Ashle Bochu Batera Techila. I'm not going to get the Inyan Bechlal. I'm taking another point of this to the Mama Chazal. If they asked the Chachomim, we're talking about they went to the Chachomim in the days of the Chol Ben Abayis. And the Gemara says, Bashas Chol Ben Abayis, they were Tamid Chachomim, they were Isik Batera, the Mitzvahs. So you can imagine the level of the Chachomim in the days of the Chol Ben Abayis. Not only did they go to the Chachomim, they went to Nevi'im. Nevi'im is something we don't even have. And Novi is somebody who's Mamish Dovak bin Rebbeinu Shleilim. And they went to ask Nevi'im this question. What's going on here? And the Nevi'im never knew. Until they went to the Rebbeinu Shleilim himself. And the Rebbeinu Shleilim told them, Ibnei Shalei Bochu Batoira Tzachila. So the question is, and Sashveir Akasha, if the Chachomim didn't know, the greatest Tamid Chachomim, they couldn't tell you why the basement was Chorov. The Nevi'im, they didn't know. Only that they had to come to Rebbeinu Shleilim to tell you. So what do you want of the Pasha to eat? Rebbeinu Shleilim sends a calamity, destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and nobody can tell you why. So you have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shleilim himself to tell you. So what do you want of the Pasha to eat? How's the Pasha to eat meant to do tshuva? How's he meant to know what's going on here? How's he meant to understand? What's will the Rebbeinu Shleilim the Pasha to eat? What do you want of him? He should understand what he should be doing. After Chachomim Beis Nisht, Nevi'im Beis Nisht. So what do you want to do with the Pasha? How should the average person, the Amchi eat? How should he understand what he has to do in order to stop, in order to control, in order to do something that shouldn't be a Chol Ben Abayis? So Be'emes, I want to come on to a point which we'll start with Devorim. Mr. Devorim this week is very apt to the Chashamas Chazayin. It starts with Divrei Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael. Eila Advorim, Hashem Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael, Ve'eva Hayadin, Ve'amidba, Ve'arov. We'll get back to the Kasha soon. Moel Suf, Ve'in Paron, Ve'in Teufel, Ve'lovin Ve'chatzeres Ve'dizol. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave a Musa Joshua, and it's probably the shortest Musa Joshua that anyone's ever heard, especially so many in Yonim encompassed in one Pasuk. And every Musa Joshua was a Shtikl Musa by itself, and a Shtikl Magidis by itself. And everything was a one-word Musad Rosh. So you imagine you're called to give Divrei Chizuk to a community, to a town, for something like that. And you go and say one word. You want to give Divrei Chizuk on the grace of the eagle, so you say Bamidba, and finished. You want to give on the mice of Pinchas and Shittim is Nus, Gefer Chaveir is Kalas Yodui, Barova. One word, Barova. So how do you want to get Musa from this one word? Mul Suf, tragedy, Yam Suf, they went to rebuild against the Rebbeinu Shleilam. One word. Ben Poron, Ben Teufel, the Meraglim, the Love, the Mother Mon, Kairach, Chatzeris. The Dizov, the Eagle. Midbar wasn't Eagle. Midbar was the complaint in the Midbar. About Kapon, each word was one word. Was one word, Joshua. Which came, what's the Pshat Nazar Musa Joshua? By Teshveh, we find, Rashi says at the beginning of the Pasha, Nekevoidon shel Yisrael, sosem es advarim, v'yizkiram beremes. It's not an honor to give Musa to Klal Yisrael and to go along and relate all the misdemeanors and all the bad deeds which they're doing. So azoi, beremes, one word, finished. Chap the remes in one word, and that's it. We find later on in the Pasha, every single word to is explained in length. All the way through the Varim v'eschanon, the Pasha goes on and on, the whole story of the Ara, the Eagle, the whole story of the Meraglim. The beginning of the drasha, you give one word, and then you go on to other things, and you go back again. And you elaborate, and each word, you went to give a whole fully fledged drasha, exactly with the miraglim, what was going on, and the tirognu ba'alechem, ba'atoymru, and the pasuk goes on and on, exactly what's going on. What's the pshat in them? A one word drasha, which is, where's the kavod and sheli soul exactly? Look, then I'm worried the pshat. I can't remember the name of his father, it's called Imre Elimelech. His pshat Zazay, he says. It's the Avadim, when they first gave the Joshua, Moshe Rabbeinu started the Joshua, he said one word, and the Yidim are Makabal. Straight away, the Yidim are Makabal. They were Makabal, and they did Tshuva. Not only did they do Tshuva, they did Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ava, Chatoyes Nasin, because Zuchuyes. Became the Zuchuyes again. Eimah is Vesh Nasuchus, it becomes a mitzvah, you can elaborate on it. As long as it's Naveira, one word, Kodesh El Yisrael. The minute they were Makabal, after this one word, Joshua, guys were Gaich Makabal. They were straight to Makabal themselves. And they did Tshuva Shleima. Not only Tshuva Shleima, they guested Madrek of Tshuva. Tshuva Me'ava. Once they did Tshuva Me'ava, after they were Makabal, these one words, Joshua's, the Torah can elaborate on the Gansas Shel Yisrael. If Davari becomes a mitzvah, if Davari is a catalyst to be a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, and a catalyst for Tshuva, Tshuva Me'ava, is a Bazavi can be Marech on Davari to explain exactly what led to this Tshuva Me'ava. It's not a new Bezoin of Yisrael anymore. So he seems to marry the Kazakh. You see, after one word, Joshua, the whole Klal Yisrael accepted this Musa, I'm sharing one word, the Pazoy Bait, they reached the Majig of Tshuva Me'ava. What's the Pshat in the Hazan, Joshua, the Makabal, Tshuva Me'ava, after one word, the Makabal already? It's like a Valdiga Madrega, from a Shavochan Shal Klal Yisrael, that with a Shtuk HaRemez, it could be Makabal, already the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. A bit more than that, Chazal Zogan, a Medrash state, as the Pasuk says in Mishli, I think, notorious Neshika Soina, and the neshikas, the kisses of an enemy, are always miyuta, always too much. It's not possible, that's the other way around. Nemonim petzoi ohiv. The wounds, the musa, that's a ohiv, a beloved person gives to you are nemonim, and netoris neshikas soina. If a soina gives you a kiss, if an enemy gives you a kiss, it's netoris, it's too much. Musa of an enemy is better, in other words, the musa of a friend, the harsh words of a friend, the wounds that a friend afflicts in you are better than the neshikas, the kisses of a soina. Gemara says the Gabba Esav and the Shikha Sain, the famous story with Esav. About Gabbana, the Gemara, the Medrash brings this pasuk in regards to Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash contrasts him with Bilam HaRosha. Bilam HaRosha went to Klal Yisrael and took Chain HaZachem. Matoiva Lecha Yaakov, Lehibet Oven Be Yaakov, Leiro Amal Be Yisrael, as now Averis in Yaakov, Korak Kalobi. And he spoke about the grace of Madrigas of Klal Yisrael. That was Bilam HaRosha. And on that, the Torah says, it was Neshika Saina. It was the kisses of an enemy. And on the Moshe Rabbeinu, is Nemonim Petzoy, even the Moshe Rabbeinu spoke sharp to Klal Yisrael, it was Nemonim Petzoy Oyev. It's wounds of an Oyev, and it's better for Klal Yisrael. We find weiter, another thing Chazal tell us. Chazal say, we find the Chazal Yeshaya Anovi, gave also spoke about Klal Yisrael's Averis, and the Rebbeinu Shem was very angry. He said, V'toich am t'meis v'asayim anoichi yeshoves, Yeshaya Anovi said, he's sitting in a mouth, in amongst the nation with the fire, nations defiles their mouth, and Chazal punished him. The Torah says, and Chazal tell us, the Rebbeinu Shem punished him for that. The Malach came to him and burnt his lips. We find Eliyahu Hanavi, Kanoi Kinesi Hashem, spoke bad against Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shem, and the Rebbeinu Shem told him, you speak bad against my nation, Klal Yisrael, you're speaking Musa, you're speaking, you're telling me the Averis, he told me you have to go and every single bris, the very famous Chazal, and the honor is to go to every single bris and see Klal Yisrael doing the mitzvahs. To be ma'ir zechus. Then we find Moshe Rabbeinu. In contrast, we find Moshe Rabbeinu. And Amon nepetzoev. Amon is a good. Am is a zog of Musa to Klal Yisrael. So I'm still brought down. I'm a shag. There's a big difference between the Musa of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Musa of Yishai Anovi, and the Kitrug of Eliyahu Anovi. What's the difference, Zog? The difference is who you're talking to. Are you talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Are you talking to Klal Yisrael? When you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the tzaddik talks to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he has to be ma'ir zechusim the whole time. You shouldn't speak down against Klal Yisrael. If you're speaking to Klal Yisrael themselves, then you can say. So it depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you always have to be ma'ir zechusim, not to be mekatrik, the derech tzaddikim, as always, when they're speaking about Klal Yisrael, not to Klal Yisrael. You're speaking about Klal Yisrael, speaking to others, or speaking to Rebbeinu Shteyl, or Dain in Tefillah, whatever it is, there's the Ian to be ma'ir, the grace is chusim of Klal Yisrael. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Whenever he came to Nabeir, Moshe Rabbeinu stood there and baited the Rebbeinu Shteyl, Melezke baiten, Rebbeinu Shteyl is Ya'amcha, Rebbeinu Shteyl, Klal Yisrael are good. He never spoke bad. Bilam HaNovi, in fact, Bilam, HaRasha, he came to Klal Yisrael to get good. He spoke brochas, and he brought up their milas and their middas, tovas, and to Klal Yisrael, he was very forgiving and very wonderful and very generous. And then he came to Rebbeinu Shteyl, and Yoshe Salamid Bapanov. And it came to be Ma'ira, Zachusim, there's no Zachusim of Bela Marasha. Bela Marasha was Ma'ira, the egg, it was Ma'ira. Whenever he tried to go along and be Ma'ira Klala, the Rebbeinu Shteyl, he was Ma'ira Averis. Yeshaya Anovi, Betech Amt Mesa Vasayim Anoichi Yesheves, he wasn't talking to Klal Yisrael, he was talking to the Rebbeinu Shteyl. I don't want to hear Ketrugim on my nation. He got punished. Eliyahu Anovi, Kanei Kinesi Nashem, he wasn't talking to Klal Yisrael, he was talking to the Rebbeinu Shteyl, he got punished. And was the way of Musa is a person has to go along, and if a god ladur, a novi, a maggid, is giving musa, always to be careful. The musa is to be directed to Klal Yisrael, but chas v'sholem, not about Klal Yisrael, not talking to others about Klal Yisrael, not talking to Rebbeinu about Klal Yisrael. Return shmaris and kitrug of Klal Yisrael. So Nemonim p'tzoy oev of Moshe Rabbeinu was dafka because he spoke to the Klal Yisrael straight to them directly, as we all the Klal Yisrael knew when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking. This wasn't to be ma'ir kitrug, it wasn't to put them down. It was for their benefit. Horaya. When it comes to Rebbeinu Shem, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking a different language, he's talking a different story. When he's talking about Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, the wonderful nation. When he's talking to Klal Yisrael, to Oy, the Masaka and the Te'eles, is then he's going to tell Klal Yisrael his Musa. Ma'ashayin, if somebody does Vaket, and to Rebbeinu Shem he's going, and he's being Mekatrik, and to Klal Yisrael he's smooth talking, he's covering things up, he's talking to them as if they're Gevaldig Mention, that's Bilam. That's the notorious Nishikos Seina of Bilam. And so Pshat, Hecheyach Techeyach Esam Yisrecha, so the Pshat went down from the Rebbeinu Yisrecha. A person has to be mechiyach. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of giving musa. Don't carry it around as if it's a chet for him. Musa should be separate from the chet, in other words. Not that he's a baal chet. Don't carry him. Don't carry the chet if he's a baal chet. You're separate. The Kabbalah of the Baal should be a tzaddik. But separate the issue from the actual person himself. Don't make him a bad person when you give him Musa. Now, it's Kappa the Rebbeinu Shem, a good mensch. You should be a good person. Kappa the Rebbeinu Shem, no, you have to give Musa, you have to do the job. Abba'akabonim, but it's all of chait. There shouldn't be a chait. He should be exempt of Baal chait when you're giving him Musa. It's a moritic madriga to give Musa in our way, when a person can separate the actual, still keep the person good and possibly do the Shem Te'elis to make him a better person. As the Bnei Soscha says, when it comes to this parsha over here, so the moritic is even more than that, he says. Is if you look in the words of the Musa, the one word drasha which the Moshe Rabbeinu gave, if you look through the words, I go through them, I wrote them down, all the chusim which he says, Sashay Nazach, he said every single word that Musa said could be touched as a chus for Klal Yisrael as well. He said, for example, the Torah starts with a drasha, Eina Advorim, Ashadir Moshe, Be'eva Ayadin. So what's Be'eva Ayadin? What's the Musa? So Rashi is Be'eva Ayadin, the other side of the Yadin. They were doing aveiras. They were scared of the yad. Rashi didn't give a yad. But he's ve'eva yad. On the other hand, was a gevaldig zechus. And eva yad, and they killed sichin ve'oig. They got rid of the rishoyim sichin ve'oig on the other side of the yadin. Sichin ve'oig. You couldn't get rid of such a rishoyim if you were sholim yourself. If you were complete. We know the Torah says v'hoya machanecha kodesh. You can only win a war. You can only go to melchama if you're machanecha kodesh. Otherwise, v'shav me'acherecha. The Rebbeinu Shem leaves you. So in one way, Be'ev Ayadim was a murder because of Chus. He said, Bamidba, Rashi is the complaint in the Midba. On the other hand, Bamidba can also be a murder because of Chus. Bamidba can be, as we say in Rosh Hashanah, Lechtech Achai Bamidba, Be'eretz Le'Zerua, they ran after the Rebbeinu Shleim in a desolate place, in a desert with Betochen, the Rebbeinu Shleim would give them all their needs. Ba'arava, which is Arvis Moya, but it's Znus. On the other hand, Pinchas in Arvis Moya was Moise Nefesh. To go and get rid of this Magefa in Klal Yisrael. To get rid of the Magefa of the Gashmi, the Magefa of Ruchni, the Magefa of Znus, Barova. Molsuf against the Yamsuf, so you had Yidna complaint. On the other hand, you had Nashem ben Aminodov and Shevet ben Yom and Azavish Tate and Gomorrah and Saita, who were fighting to get in the Yamsuf first when the water reached their lips, till it was Mordekh Zchusim. Bain Paron or Bain Teufel, so Paron is the Miraglim. So the Bnei Sosra, what's it, Bain Paron? Bain Paron between the Miraglim. In Swishen, in the middle of the Meraglim, the great Tzaddikim, there was Yeshua the Caliph who fought the whole Meraglim, who fought the whole message of the Meraglim. But when I'm a Meraglim, it's Chusim Bein Paran. Uvein Teufel Belovin, which is the mon Shetofel al Devorim. So they complained about the mon. On the other hand, they ate the mon for a long, long time. And the mon wasn't something as everyone thinks. So they complained about, but nevertheless they ate it. And they were married. There was a married like a Muslim Ruchni that was Mezakech, they goofed to be Mekabel Teira. And so on and so forth. Bechatzeres, which is the mice of Keirach. He says, the B'nai Keirach did Shuva. V'di Zov. Zov is the eagle. He said, V'di on the other hand, the Lashon V'di, we find enough. Was used the Gabbal in the Melechus HaMishkan. HaMelocha HaYisadayom. They gave enough of money for the Mishkan. So every single Shteg Aveiru, which Moshe Rabbeinu was Mayamase, he said, and he wants to say the Mamash this word. He's a Kapad Rebbeinu Shteg, in the same Mutsa itself that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving, he was trying to be more Eiru Zechusim Kapad Rebbeinu Shteg as well. The Klal Yisrael should chap the Musa, and the Rebbeinu Shteg should chap the Zechusim B'Shaas Maisa. Should be more Eiru, not Kitrugim, Faket. In the same Musa that he gives, it should be Ma'al Zechusim Shal Yisrael Avim Sheva Shamayim. So it's a Moshe Rabbeinu Shteg Musa. There's one word Drosha, it's not in Shteg Musa. It's also a Moshe Rabbeinu Shteg, a Moshe Rabbeinu Shteg, a Senegai, the Kitrig itself was a Senegai, was a, the prosecution was a defense. He's telling Kali Yisrael Musa, in the same hand, the same word, defending them, Klape Avim Sheva Shamayim, defending them, Klape Rebbeinu Shteg. And that's the way we said, Moshe Rabbeinu Musa, which Chazal said in Monim, but so Yoyev, was because he didn't put them down, didn't resist all of hate. He didn't give them the Musa which he needed to give. On the other hand, at the same time, built up Klal Yisrael and brought them out in their good light in front of the Rebbeinu Shteyam. But come to Ches Amar Dekachedish. Come to the Ches Vendor, that Klal Yisrael to receive this Musa, if every single word could also mean Amar Dekalim and Zechus, I thought to myself, is when Klal Yisrael listening to his Musa Drosha, there's two ways of getting out the Drosha. You can either see the remez of the Musa and change yourself and talk a Shvoch and Shel Yisrael to be able to become better people and be said to reach Tshuva Me'ava. On the other hand, they could have sat back and pat themselves on the back. Bamidba, what do we do wrong in the Midba? Okay, Bamidba, Lechtechachere Bamidba. Barova, what do we do wrong? Look at Pinchas, as our tzaddik we had, who was my. Remember, each word of Musa, they could have sat back and pat themselves on the back. A famous story, Magid came to a certain town and gave a shtak, a Musa drush to the town. And lots of people in the town weren't doing very good things, and they deserved this drasha. They deserved this. They deserved every single word they told them was gevaldik, was correct and on the mark. And now he expected that after he gave this drasha, that people would leave the room, you know, down, a bit downcast as they. And never came running over to him with a maggot and said, you spoke so well. It's unbelievable. He said, you know, and they whispered to the maggot, my neighbor, he needed your drasha, mamish. What you spoke about. This man over here, he really needed it. The next man came and says, well, you spoke about my cousin. Oh, you take it off top of the drasha. Ever managed to place it on somebody else, and nobody got the message for himself. You can pat yourself on the back. You sit there, you're nodding your head away, and kind of thought she means you as well. It doesn't really mean the person next to you, and the person around the corner, and the big scandal that happened last week. He means every single person in the room. He means you as well. Oh, but there's ways that the person has to be attuned and honest with himself and open himself to be able to chap Ashtag Musa, which somebody says. I'm all ahead. The best drasha to speak about, if somebody wants to be a chazak, somebody after a certain thing, you want to speak about the neutral subject, the most neutral subject to speak about is achdus. After the sorah happens, if you want to get away with no problem at all, if you speak about achdus, you never go wrong. Why do you never go wrong? Because the biggest people, the biggest people are fighting, and they sit in the room and they go, you know, he's such a good, he's so correct. My enemy, if he would only be a shtickel, wouldn't be such a big Baal Machalek. Nobody blames himself. They're all blaming the other side. If the other side would be Mavata shtickel, oy, what's going to go to Zach? Nobody ever thinks himself that he's a Baal Machalek. It's always the other side of the Baal Machalek. The other side's causing it. So everyone sits there and nods, and the Magid, whoever's giving the Musa, can get away. And no problem at all. There's never anybody's fault as Machalek. There's always the other side as Machalek. If you want to go along and speak, to accept the Musa, and has to be able to be enough Madrega shtickle to accept himself. So we see the Eil Advarim Tak, the Madrega, we said that Klal Yisrael accepted this Musa. There could have been come out this drashas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us such shvachim, such praise about Midba, the Barilava, the gracious chusim we have. Moshe Rabbeinu for his death, he's like Bilal, the place, and the one. But nevertheless, Klal Yisrael themselves also, they knew how to recover the Musa, they knew how to grovel, they knew how to go along into the word, and they were looking to be better themselves and looking to behave better, and they managed to be able to get out this drasha, not Dafka the smooth talk and the gewaldige madrigas, which the Moshe Rabbeinu meant klapa der Rebbeinu Shteyam. And the same word, they managed to understand and get out this Rosha. This is a famous story in America. They say before, when Yidden first settled in America, so there was a certain Rav who was invited to speak in a shul. So he came to the Rav of the shul, and he said to the Rosh, what subject shall I speak about? So the Rav said, He said, you know, it was like in America, 100 years ago, Chil Shabbos was rampant, it was like difficult. Erev Shabbos should speak about Mechazik Chil Shabbos. So the Rabbi of the Shul said, do me a favor, don't speak about Chil Shabbos, you'll get the item so bregus. They're not going to, no one's going to be receptive to such a drasha. Okay. Thought again, he called the Rabbi back. Erev Shabbos should speak about Taras HaMishpacha, it's also not a subject which is a... Don't touch Taras HaMishpacha, it's not a subject, the item are going to get bregus. Don't touch Taras HaMishpacha. Erev Shabbos speak about Kashis. Now the item, Shtickle Mekel, they ran around, eat here and eat there. Don't touch kashas, whatever you do, the people are not so marked with the kashas. So he said to Rav, so what should I speak about? No Taras HaMishpacha, no Shabbos, no kashas. He said, just speak about Yiddishkeit in general. Speak about Yiddishkeit. You know, speak about Yiddishkeit, so you know one's going to get the message. Everyone can sit back and he's a good Jew. I the Taras HaMishpacha, kashas, Shabbos, speak about Yiddishkeit. And then, so I'm all, you speak Musa to somebody without listening to get the message. You want to really get the message, you can speak about Yiddishkeit, you're going to get the message. You and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about the Averis itself. If they didn't want to, they wouldn't necessarily get the message. So the key to getting the message is to be receptive, a person to be receptive himself, and realize where his chesaron is lie, and to be able to be mekabel like Klal Yisrael without Shmoch and Shari Yisrael. After one word, Joshua, we said, such madrega, they were mekabel tshuva me'ava, they went and returned, and became babali tshuva gemurim. To go back to the original kasha, they asked the Rebbeinu Shteylam, they asked the Nevi'im, nobody understood. Chol ben Abayis, they asked everybody, and nobody could go along and tell them, till the Rebbeinu Shteylam himself came and told them, Ashla Bocha Bateri Techele. So we said, What's the Taina? Nobody knows how Klal Yisrael meant to know. The Teret says, if you're really receptive, nobody can know, Taka. But everybody in himself knows the reason why he's going wrong. Vazich Alein, if a person with Taka be an MSAid, you may not be able to know the reason, you know, if they look for Averis. What are we doing wrong? Everybody himself knows where he's going wrong. You might know where Yenem's going wrong. You look at Yenem as a tzaddik, you look at Yenem as a... But you, deep down in yourself, everybody knows his failings. Everybody knows where he's not matching up. But a person doesn't look at himself. He doesn't look at himself objectively. A person is a gay, it's an atzmai, and a kiknish of zich. But you can ask the Nalochim, you can ask the Nevi, and they can't tell you. But zich alein, for himself, everybody knows where he himself is going wrong. I mean, the Shalu, the Nevi'im, didn't know the Chum, was a Tzvi'ah that every Yid should have looked at himself. You see, Klal Yisrael, except those are Musa, they managed even to see in good things where they were going wrong. It's Kal V'Chayim, everybody themselves, when things are going wrong, they can see in themselves. They can look deep in themselves. They can it's against a Shaf Avot, it's an Emes Avot. Everybody himself knows where he is failing, where he's not, where he's lacking. But that's the message, I think, of Parshas Devarim, that a person should be able to go along and see in himself where he's lacking. Shait, on the other hand, Shait in Ramban, Samuel the Kazakh, the Ramban says we start Parshas Devarim with Musa, Ramban which is Machazik. Ramban says, long shtickle, why we start with Divrei Musa, but the Ramban says, before the Devarim, the Amos says Mishnah Torah, Devarim is Chazirim the Torah, and we start with Big Musa Joshua. Says the Ramban, which is also in the Gea Tanyon of the Yoma, the Ramban says, before we start explaining the Torah again, Hischil Hechicham Ulahaz Kerem Avayin Hesem. The Midbar. On the other hand, the Kama Hisnai Gemar Makadosh Baruch Hu Midbar Sarachman. With all their failings and all their Averis, we see the Rebbeinu Shlom was Noyik and the Kali Sobe the Merdek and Midbar Sarachman. Vezeh, Vehudia Chasodeh Vimoyim. The tachas of starting the Torah with all this Musa and all these failings are to tell you that with everything going wrong, with everything bad the Klal Yisrael were doing, with everything not correct they were doing, the Rebbeinu Shem was moiridikama mischasad with Klal Yisrael. Ulechazik libam, to mechazik themselves, says the Ramban. Beidia oisam, ki bemida sarachamim yisnoye gemohem lo'olam. To tell you, you should know, you may have done averis, but there's a mida sarachamim in the world. Why? What's the tachlis? Shalei noima odom. This is a moiridik a chizik for these times. A person should never think to himself, lo'inucha lo'ireshes ha'sa'oritz. First, may think to himself, comes through generations, how is it possible we're going to be Zeichet to Mashiach? How is it possible we're going to be Zeichet to Eretz Yisrael? We just spoke about the previous generations, the previous Litzakamach Malv Gemitzvahs, they weren't Zeichet to Mashiach. So, how is it possible our low generation should be Zeichet to Mashiach? Says the Ramban and Shlazazach. Ki ein odem ashala yechte, umiyad ti amid the Sadin, a person may think to himself, Edu Aveiris, amid the Sadin is going to come. Venevet, lechein adiyam Mesh Rabbeinu, ki akadosh baruch hu rachman molei rachamim. He went through all these Aveiris for another reason as well. To tell you that even though you failed in the midbar many times, nevertheless, Rebbeinu Shem is a Molei Rachmim, Kiaslicha, Bamachilo, Mimenu, Yisporach, Siyua, Ve'ez, the Banish, Ms. Moichel, if a person does Shuva, Ve'ez, the Rilba, Bedosai, Kinisham, or Kosak, Imchaslicha, the Mount Tibori. So, on the other hand, there's also Murder Kachizik. On the other hand, the Banish time that the Tachas of saying not just give Musa, the Tachas to show them Paket, you are over so many times, and nevertheless, don't go and say the Nuchalesh, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael soon. The Nuchalesh is over, you're able to show it. Why? Because the person of Shuva, to bring out, especially now in our generation, the person thinks how's he going to be zeicher to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramban, the whole tachlis of Sefer Devarim is to show you that even after things go wrong, Rabbi Nishim is still and Shaloi biyom ha'od. My person should never say Einucha l'reshes olas mi meyayish paket kiimcha aslicha l'man tevori. As Yodua, Chofetz Chaim, you say Moshe, the Ma'ad of Adoyma, and Ari HaKadosh bring it out. Ari HaKadosh says, sometimes the Moshe, he said, Moshe Lamar Dov Adoyma, he said there was a, in previous generations, Chofetz Chaim used to say it's in the economy of Russia. Chofetz Chaim said, that when he I'm looking at the whole story, but the Maisa, Chofetz Chaim said that there was a time in Russia where it was very plentiful, the economy was very good. And the person used to go to a shop and buy something, and he used to want to ask for change. It was a few pence less, a few pence more. You give a £10 note and think it's £9.95, keep the change. The other way around, you're missing a few pence, it costs £4.60, you get £4.50, you give it to the shop. And the shopkeeper said, forget it, leave the £10. Later on, it came to hard times in Russia when the communists took over. They started being mad, but you saw in the stores that every single penny was Oiske Cheshmet. You know, there was no vitzel, there was no letting off. You owe £10, you come back tomorrow and you pay it. There was nothing. The Chofetz Chaim goes up, was pshat. In a time of plenty, there's lots of money around, nobody minds. When things get difficult, every single penny counts. Chofetz Chaim said it's a moshel for rochnius. He said that the Tanoim, the Amorim, the previous generations, when there were mitzvahs aplenty, when there was Torah aplenty, so about the Rebbeinu Shlomo can afford to paket. He said paket, he says the V.S. the Rebbeinu Shlomo can be can afford to it can't let go. Mitzvah here, mitzvah here. This is also a gewaltige Sache. When it comes to nowadays, when mitzvahs and Torah, so much because in the world and so much tum in the world, every sign is so scarce. So every bunch was marked that every single mitzvah, being a little thing a person does, is a gewaltige gain. A few pence, a few deeds a person does, is a somewhere gain. Maria Kodesh says by Mr. Zavot. He says, in a time when there's not much Torah, not much godless, not much yediyah of the Rebbeinu in the world, every single little bit which a person does, every penny counts in music, every little counts, every single little bit counts. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, every single little thing is a gewaltig gazach. To finish off with one little vort, it's also Murdek vort of Chizuk, of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, he brings a vort. We say in Halacha, this year it's more negir than ever. In Halacha states, an Erev Tisha B'Av, one sits on the ground, and has Sudam Apsekas, and then he goes into Tisha B'Av. And the Miramal brings down already, that seemingly the custom of Minhag of Kaisha always was, that before they would have a big meal, a large meal on Erev Tisha B'Av that doesn't seem to fit with the theme of the day. And the Miramal says, that Halacha, one shouldn't have it the last meal, one should have a big meal first, a normal meal, Dabba Mincha, and then go along and have your Sudam Apsekas, your plain, because Halacha, you're not going to have one tavshil and a dry bread and nothing else. What's this big meal all about? So the Ramah says, Lamaisa, there's a source of it in the Medrash of Eicha. They would have a big meal before Tisha B'Av comes in. Abba, don't do it. The last meal has to be a poshita meal, a sudam amsekas. So do it before Mincha and after going to Tisha. And where's the source in the Medrash of Eicha? So the Magen Avraham brings down, the Medrash in Eicha brings a pasuk and tell him, Yosichu b'yesh v'sha u'neginu sheisei sheicha. La'acha sh'ochlu v'shosu Yoshvin ala oretz ba'imim eicha. They eat and they drink. Yosichu bi yoshvei sha, they talk about me. And again, they're singing. Those are drinking intoxicated beverages. Yoshvei sheicha. And again, they're singing my eicha. Sort of from seitat of drinking sheicha. And that's the source. Ve'achash eichin v'shoysin. Yoshvin ala oretz ba'imim kinnis. Okay, it's very schwer. The Medrash is bringing a sort of derogatory of Klal Yisrael. You shouldn't be doing such a thing. You shouldn't be eating and drinking and sitting on the floor and singing eicha. And we're bringing it as a source to a minik. That we do, that we carry on doing. We don't despise this menu, we don't throw it away. The menu is sweet, we can find the psa'itzi, eat earlier. So the ksav seif amur de kazach. The chorban of Gashmias, and the chorban is a chorban of Rachmias. in the spiritual Chorban is a Gashmis, the Chorban. You all know we lost Gashmis, Eretz Yisrael, and this Mikdash, which is a beautiful place. On the other hand, we also lost the Rochnis, we lost spirituality, Meridik Madrigos, the Rochnis. He's when Klal Yisrael, everything's going well, it's very hard to have the Chorban Agashmi. A person living well nowadays, which is the gate nowadays, there's not much persecution, and times get hard, all of a sudden, having a Mashiach. But when things are going well, Me'ezhe for the Mashiach. But it's not true, faket. When things are going well, is the Ikka Golas. The Ikka Golas is the Golas of Rochni, the Golas of spirituality. So the Ksav Sefer, he says, we eat and we drink, and then we sit on the floor. If we eat and we drink, we show the Gashmis is fine. And then we sit on the floor, and we sing Eicha. What are you saying Eicha? You just had a good meal. You're Nagina Sheisei Sheicha. You just had a... You're saying Eicha because of the Golas Agashmi. You're saying Eicha. The Golas Arochni, you're saying Eicha for the Golas Arochni. It doesn't. For this year is Shabbos. And we go in, as we say to him, from Suda Shlomo Peshaita to Tisha B'Av, is the Ikka Golas a person should have, the Ikka Gula a person should feel, is the Golas Arochni. And when a person taka feels the Golas Arochni, Kolam Asabli Yerushalayim, he taka feels a bit what we're lacking in Arochnis, it's then a Zeicha V'Rei Ben Achmosa, then a person can taka understand what the Ramban says, Kilo Noima Adam, that's a Lona Madrega. The person that he feels that he's lacking something in Rochnis, everything's fine, but Gashmias, and he's still misabal achol and abayit, those are in is the rest of Nechoma. That person knows he's got a shaykhus to Rochnis, he's got a shaykhus to Bishamikdosh, he's got a shaykhus to be mekabel the Muslim, we said before, and we can be stopping the yaj, that we stay to Ramban, and we can be beteach, that the man I know my Adam, Kain Adam, Ashallah Yachta, and we shouldn't say that there's Midas Adin, no, we should say that Avada. The boy should help us. Kolam sabni yeshlayim zeicha v'roim lechmosa v'mheir didon homi.